This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Among the companies to the good on Wall Street today and over the past week or so include ticker symbol RGR, Sturm Ruger, and SWHC, Smith & Wesson. Shares of gun makers usually fall after mass shootings. That's what happened after Newtown last year, a sell-off and then a bounce back. Didn't happen that way after last week's shooting at the Navy Yard, though, as Marketplace's David Gura explains.
There's been a boom in gun buying for almost a decade now. Andrea James is an analyst with Dougherty & Company.
It waxes and wanes here and there, but generally it's been up and to the right.
Stock prices for the two publicly traded firearms manufacturers in the U.S., that's Sturm Ruger and Smith & Wesson, have followed the same trajectory, up over the long term, but down last December after the shooting at Sandy Hook Elementary School. James says that's because investors were worried that incident would lead to gun control legislation that would affect sales. But this time around, there's been no sell-off.
I think that everyone's kind of coming to the understanding that major gun control legislation is not going to get the political support that it needs.
At least not from Congress. And President Obama said as much last night at a memorial for the victims of the Navy Yard shooting. Neil DeHora is an equity analyst with Morningstar, who says the shooting in Newtown affected everyone.
If we couldn't get Congress, you know, to do something at that time, it's just hard for me to believe that, you know, other shootings will do it.
Among the proposals that failed to gain traction in the Senate was a stiffer background check measure that had wide public support. In the week since the Navy Yard shooting that left 12 people dead, there hasn't been the usual hue and cry, nor any new legislation. But DeHora says there's something else at work, too.
It just seems like there's a lot of other stuff going on right now.
Investors have been focused on the Middle East and on the Federal Reserve and also on the budget battle here in Washington. So shares and gun makers continue their upward march. Sturm Ruger's stock price is almost 10 times what it was just 5 years ago. I'm David Gura for Marketplace.